Federal News Radio continues to answer your questions about what might happen in case the government does shut down. Federal workers, contractors, and contract employees are all facing some unknowns. We talked with one contract employee who works with Health and Human Services. She says that she could panic, but she won't because it wouldn't do any good. She says there's just too many unknowns.
Unfortunately, I'm not completely certain. My contractor has let us know that they're trying to get information, and as soon as they have information, they will get it to us. But all I can do until then is speculate. And my speculations are going to be that if the government is not allowed to be at work, I am not a critical employee, therefore I will not be allowed to be at work either.
So on a personal level, what does that mean for you? Does that mean loss of income, or does it even begin to look like you might get paid retroactively, or is that also up in the air?
That's all completely up in the air. I can only speculate, and my speculations would be if I don't get paid for when the government shuts down due to inclement weather. That can only lead me to believe that, you know, in the back of my head, worst case scenario, I have to assume that there's a good chance that I might not be paid if the government does go into a furlough.
What does that mean as far as your work personally for the agency you're working for? Does it just go into suspended animation? Or
that's what I'm told, is if there is a government shutdown, that work will stop.
Do you find yourself going through some sort of cloak and dagger preparations, you know, taking information home with you in your bag?
The only thing that I'm planning on doing if there is a shutdown is checking my email, which I believe I had read. Technically, that constitutes work as well, but I'm just trying to keep informed about what's going on and communication lines open with fellow coworkers. But I'm not planning on bringing work home with me because I don't want to violate any terms.
Yeah, you've got a lot of hoops you have to jump through, and you're not really sure what all of them are.
Correct.
So just on a personal level, where does that leave you? Where does that leave your family?
Oh, it makes us wondering. The biggest question is just, will I be getting a paycheck? It's just got us going, okay, what's going to happen if worst case scenario there is going to be a shutdown and I will not be paid? And that's where we're thinking about things economically.
Now, because you work for Health and Human Services, and without revealing exactly what it is you do, I presume that there's research involved. Would all of that, on at least from where you stand, your contribution to it, that would have to stop too?
That's what I've been told. It's definitely concerning, not necessarily for my personal work, but just coming from a research background, knowing that there are people that have certain projects that they've been working on for extensive periods of time that have critical time points. I just know that it's going to be detrimental to their work if they are not physically allowed to continue it.
Have you also had meetings with folks within your agency to sort of figure out the logistics of how this is going to work? Or again, is it all still kind of up in the air?
It's just been small communications up in the air, but basically the word is we'll wait and see and plan as we can, as best we can, as the information becomes available.